New endorsements released for the state attorney general race. Details on the governor's order targeting those affiliated with abortion providers. And an OU meteorologist is helping with wildfire smoke research. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 4th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Republican primary for the next Oklahoma Attorney General is heating up. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us one candidate is getting support from his former colleagues in the legislature.
A total of 8 Republican state lawmakers, 6 in the House and 2 in the Senate, have declared John Echols as their choice state attorney general come the 2026 election. Lawmakers in leadership roles who endorsed Echols include House Speaker Kyle Hilbert and several other representatives and senators. Echols is a former Republican state representative, having served the longest term as majority floor leader during his 8 years in elected office. He's no stranger to many serving now. His opponent is Republican Jeff Starling, who serves as the current state Secretary of Energy and Environment, appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt. Stitt has often sparred with current AG Gettner Drummond, who primaried his hand-picked top attorney, John O'Connor. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A new executive order from Governor Kevin Stitt is directing state agencies to end public funding for any individual or organization affiliated with abortion providers. A reproductive health advocate says this is a direct attack on Planned Parenthood and its ability to participate in Oklahoma Medicaid. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports.
The order, which was issued Thursday, asks the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority to exclude providers from new or renewed participation in Oklahoma Medicaid if they perform, refer for, or are affiliated with the performance of abortions not allowed under state law. Tamia Cox-Torre is the executive director of the ACLU. She says this is an attempt to mirror a Trump administration policy targeting Planned Parenthood. That policy imposes a one-year ban on state Medicaid payments to any healthcare nonprofit offering abortions that received more than $800,000 in Medicaid funding in 2023. A federal judge has blocked this effort for now.
A lot of Oklahomans rely on Medicaid.
In response to questions from State Impact, Stitt says, quote, "It's no secret that money given to organizations like Planned Parenthood here in Oklahoma is used for abortions in other states." For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A group of Oklahoma City civic organizations is inviting people to a film screening this week as part of the Front Porch Forum series. Robbie Korth reports on the event scheduled for Thursday evening at 6 o'clock.
Let's Fix This, Indivisible Oklahoma, and the League of Women Voters for Oklahoma County are hosting a screening of Join or Die at Rodeo Cinema in Stockyard City. The film follows the work of political scientist Robert Putnam, whose book Bowling Alone explores the decline of community involvement in the country. Andy Moore is CEO of Let's Fix This.
Every day I talk to Oklahomans who want to do something but aren't sure of where to start. And so we're making the suggestion that the place to start is to get involved with an organization or just with some friends and start rebuilding some of the community that we've lost.
This is the first Front Porch Forum event. Moore says the group plans to host screenings on the first Thursday of the month moving forward. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A University of Oklahoma meteorologist has been appointed to a national panel about how to study and address wildfire smoke. Grayson Wheeler has details.
Marcela Luria Salazar is an assistant professor at OU, where she's been working with individuals and tribes to set up air quality monitoring stations. Western Oklahoma currently has huge swaths of land without any monitors at all.
As we are setting up more instruments within Oklahoma, we will be able to see if these areas where there are no monitors, they are telling you that the air quality is good there, but it not necessarily is good air quality. It is that there is nothing to measure there.
Wildfire smoke research has grown a lot in the last 15 years. The National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine have appointed Luria Salazar to a new panel. Along with 13 other experts, she'll work to identify gaps in the science, direct future research, and advise federal agencies about fire response. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.